This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Welcome back, listeners. This is actually Dr. Scott Faulkner filling in for John Rush on this Health and Wellness Wednesday. I can't believe 2 hours has flown by. This is crazy, Brian.
Yeah.
Yep. So one more hour. We're going to talk about stem cells because that's your background. Mm-hmm. You've been in the space for 25 years. And then we're going to have Sam Peterson get on the line, and we're going to talk a little ketamine. And then we're going to talk about microdosing psilocybins. For those of you who do not know what a psilocybin is, it is a magic mushroom. So in big doses in college, it makes you hallucinate and see pink elephants. But in small doses, it's actually very beneficial. So, Brian, tell us about your history in this stem cell space, what you've seen going from PRP to where you're at now.
Right, right. So not to be redundant, but we talked about it a little bit earlier. Originally, we developed what I would say is the first commercially available PRP system to reproducibly give you cell counts from your own blood.
Mm-hmm.
We then moved from there after a couple of years into doing the same thing with bone marrow, which is drawn from the iliac crest or the hip, and then centrifuged, and the cellular elements are separated.
Right.
We then moved into adipose tissue, which is basically, you can think of it as...
liposuction.
Liposuction.
Yep.
Yeah, just pulling some of the adipose tissue, breaking it down, centrifuging it. And all of these scenarios or methods, if you will, ultimately led to the use of stem cells. So coming either from the blood or from the marrow or from the adipose tissue or the fat, you were ending up with a stem cell concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then that stem cell concentrate was either infused directly by injection, say into knees, hips, shoulders, SI joints, et cetera, or it was IV infused.
Okay.
IV infusion was not very popular years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more popular now. The cells do a lot of uptake into the lungs, but then they move into the marrow as well and develop new stem cells from the marrow. And some will home to, if you will, sites of inflammation where you have injury.
Right.
Which is kind of the idea, if you will, Dr. Faulkner. I am not a physician, so
okay.
I'll let you talk about that. But
fair enough. So what we've actually found is 98% of those stem cells will go to your lung and your liver, and they work by the paracrine effect. Right, we've had many conversations on the paracrine effect. So the paracrine effect, for those of you who do not know, is imagine this little stem cell. If I give it to you intravenously, it goes to your lung. It's hanging out there. Most of you will say, well, my lung is fine. Why do I want that? It's because of the proteins and peptides. Remember, in the second hour, we talked about cytokines and chemokines. Those are the proteins and peptides that are produced from the stem cell. Whether it's PRP, we found 1,500 of them. But with the stem cell, they do every single one in the human body. That's why when I had Daniel on talking about his dad who had a stroke, how we could get such great results, I gave him an IV infusion. I know for a fact those cells are going to go to the lung and the liver, but because there's so much blood flow going across the lung bed and the liver, these proteins and peptides get into the circulatory system and they'll go everywhere, right?
Correct.
Now, the problem with people like... our previous caller who said, hey, my knee, I got the stem cells 6 years ago, and it regrew cartilage, and I'm doing well, but now it's starting to wear out. The problem with cartilage, especially in knees, is that it has very poor blood flow. So that's why in that case we inject it right into the joint, a knee, a shoulder, an ankle. But if you have a autoimmune disorder, or if you have multiple sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's in my uncle's case, or COPD, or even heart failure, we give it to you IV. And we're not going to have time, but I have a study right here in front of me that I was hoping we'd get to that showed, this is down in Chile,
correct,
where they took 15 patients that got stem cells. These were umbilical cord stem cells. They gave 15 people the placebo. These are folks who had heart failure, right? Whether they've had a heart attack previously or something that we call a dilated cardiomyopathy. Usually that's from high blood pressure that hasn't been treated and the heart becomes floppy, or you can get a virus that makes the heart weak. And they proved over 12 months that you will see improvement of the heart function every month for 12 months, and it's sustained. And they used multiple modalities to prove that. So that's why you and I get so excited. It is the wave of the future.
Exactly, and I was going to mention that. Pardon the interruption, but what we have done over the last 30 years is like moving from horses to the first cars, if you will. It's historical now. We have much better access to cells that are not invasive, they're not surgical, and they are every bit as good, as potent as your own.
Exactly. And there's really no downside other than the cost. We have now proven through using, you know, thousands of patients, and again, on the cancer side, these same cells have been approved for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And in a cancer patient, we give them massive doses to replace their bone marrow.
Correct.
When I'm given somebody like, you know, we gave you a few cc's.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to have a reaction. Other than if there's sulfa, then you might get a little rash, but you're not going to have a major adverse event. And the other reason why I love this is because Big Pharma didn't create it.
Yes.
God himself made the stem cell, and it can repair every tissue. Now, you're going to see researchers saying, well, if you have heart failure, we should get the stem cells that are specific to the heart. You know, that's down the road. Fine.
Maybe. I'm
the guy that looks at it and says, okay, well, I can fix your heart, but at the same time, I can help your brain, and I can help your kidneys, and I can help your big toe. So I kind of like that wide swath. Let those little stem cells go to work for 6 to 8 months and repair everything.
Right. They home to the areas of injury.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and even if you have to repeat this, it is much better than going through surgery or, you know, pain starts coming back or something like that. You can go in and just – it's a simple – I mean, I was in and out of your office – I mean, besides you graciously sharing your story with my son, who was there with me.
Yeah.
You know, we've been out of there in 15 minutes.
It takes longer to defrost the cells than it does to give you the treatment, huh?
Right.
That's exactly right. And that's the other problem with bone marrow, is that is a surgical procedure.
Correct.
I mean, it takes 2 hours. It is very painful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And, you know, you run the risk of infection and other things. And your stem cells are already in your body. If your stem cells were so good, why would you need stem cells?
Right, and there is an aging. As we age, there is a correlation to them being, I guess you would say, less effective than they would have been. So how do you argue that an umbilical cell, which is brand new, it would not be better? And there, I'm looking at a stack of an inch and a half to 2 inches of studies laying in front of me now. And like, as you mentioned, we probably won't be able to get to all of them, but tremendous information out there now. A lot of it coming from other parts of the globe, but that's okay. That's typically where the innovation starts. I hate to say that.
But. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. We're a little slow in the United States, but we'll catch on.
We'll get there.
But guys like you and I, we're on the cutting edge. We're innovators. Like, wait a second, there's no downside to this. Women are still having babies, last time I checked. So where's the problem here?
Right.
We've got an organization that's been approved by the FDA for that 503B pharmaceutical manufacturer. Other than the cost, there is no downside.
I would agree. Totally.
Well, and I'm a little bit confused, too, with some of the FDA regulations being, I mean, pretty much thwarted by that, you know, they deemed that that drug that was given to me, Levaquin, was deemed safe and safe with all these clinical studies. And yet, look what it, 13 years of side effects that I'm still having from it. So, you know, I'm not 100% confident in that, anymore.
In our three-letter agencies?
I used to be.
Oh, COVID vaccine safe. What? Oh, ivermectin bad. Hydroxychloroquine bad. Remdesivir good. What? You don't trust them anymore? Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, join the choir. Yeah. So we're going to go to break, and then when I come back, we're going to be talking to Sam Peterson and a little microdosing, as well as mental health and possibly some ketamine. So you're listening to Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ, and we'll be right back.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back, listeners. It's Dr. Scott with Sonia and Brian in studio. And I look over to the left, and I don't see my friend Sam. But we have Sam on the phone. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Where did you just fly in from?
I just flew in from our inpatient treatment center in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
What? Inpatient treatment center? Tell me more.
Yeah, so I'm the director of Patriot Power Up. It's an inpatient treatment center for veterans with traumatic brain injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression and anxiety. And we use a combination of ketamine infusion therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and intensive psychotherapy to help heal and rewire the brain.
Well, that's fantastic. So how are things going? Because I know the VA was giving you a little bit of flack last time.
They actually just gave us a specialized contract for ketamine infusion therapy. So, wow. You know, things are looking up, and honestly, the results couldn't be better. You know, the last traumatic brain injury veteran that we treated, we were able to increase, you know, not only decrease all of his symptoms, so completely got rid of his anxiety, depression, and PTSD symptoms. We were also able to increase his executive function by 150% over the course of 45 days.
That's absolutely incredible. There's nothing else out there that will do that.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, so do you need to be a veteran to, because you actually, your home base is Mind Spa Denver. That's kind of one of the arms of the things that you're doing, correct?
Correct. Yeah. You know, I live here in Denver. but, yeah, so the Patriot Power Up program is exclusively for veterans. However, you know, our offerings at Mind Spa, which are, you know, the same, just in an outpatient format, are available here in the Denver metro area. Our clinic is in the tech center. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. I had a person who wants to become a patient. She happens to live in Utah, but with telemedicine, that's legal, even though I'm not licensed in Utah. I'm practicing in Colorado. I can talk to her on the phone. She was telling me about some issues that cause PTSD. And so I referred her on to you. So does somebody actually have to be in Colorado, or can you help the lay people who have just regular insurance, or how does that work?
Well, you know, in order to receive these treatments, you do have to be here in person. You know, we're not big fans of doing things like ketamine remotely. I don't think that's a very safe way to administer that substance. but you know, things like transcranial magnetic stimulation and hyperbaric, you really can't do those unless you're in the same room.
Right.
But there are, you know, there are options out there for people to, like rent home hyperbaric chambers. And the science is in from, you know, from Israel. You guys were talking about, you know, you know, some of the stem cell studies and how different parts of the world are farther ahead of us than we are in certain aspects. And
right.
Israel just kicks our can when it comes to hyperbaric medicine. And the studies coming out of Israel show that that hyperbaric oxygen therapy is up to 65% to 75% effective for the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. And especially when it's paired with, you know, culturally competent psychotherapy.
Wow, that's incredible. So throwing pills at people doesn't work?
Depends on what's in the pills, I guess.
Okay.
We were going to get on the, you know, on the topic of microdosing. I think that's a great segue.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah. So, you know, for those listeners who don't know about microdosing, you know, microdosing psilocybin is typically done by consuming small amounts of mushrooms that contain psilocybin, the active ingredient in, and I'm using air quotes here, magic mushrooms. So, you know, what we're seeing in this, the field of psychedelic medicine is just, it is not even quite in its infancy yet. We're just getting to the very, very start of a very long journey in understanding how these compounds affect the brain and the body. So, but what we've seen in the, you know, there are studies out here that corroborate this, one of which was published in Nature. It's called Adults Who Microdose Psychedelics Report Health Related Motivations and Lower Levels of Anxiety and Depression Compared to Non-Microdosers. That was published in on November 18th of 2021. Like we're starting to see the research catch up with this kind of innate, you know, kind of gut feeling. I wouldn't call it knowledge yet, but the anecdotes that we saw from the 60s about the efficacy of things like psilocybin to, you know, help people with mental health mental health dysfunctions.
Yeah. So what you're describing is exactly what I saw when I was a medical student, and that is God himself has created a lot of things in nature that we finally have started to pluck, and unfortunately Big Pharma sometimes will corrupt it. But take penicillin. You know, that comes from mold. Take the treatment for malaria. That comes from the cinchona bark, right? These are natural substances. You're talking about a mushroom that just happens to have psychedelic properties that we found out, hey, maybe there's something to it. And guys in your field are saying, well, if we don't just give you the entire mushroom, like a big dose where you're seeing pink elephants, we can actually help these people? That's incredible.
You don't actually see pink elephants when you take a large dose of psilocybin, just for everybody listening.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you see, so I won't ask you what you see.
I read in a – I could describe it from a book I read somewhere.
Okay, right. Exactly.
But, you know, typically there's – if you want to talk about, like, the health benefits, and I do want to – just a slight precursor to that, there, you know, just so the audience knows, there are hundreds of – over 100 different genuses of psilocybin-producing mushrooms on the North American continent alone. This is a compound that is created, you know, by these fungi, and there is a vast variety of these different kinds of fungi that produce this. So, you know, saying magic mushrooms, you're really talking about a type of organism or a chemical. Mm-hmm. That these organisms are producing. And, you know, it's also important to note that, like, when we talk about clinical research,
right?
All of the clinical research that's been done on psilocybin has been done on lab-grade psilocybin. So they're basically getting bacteria to produce the psilocybin, and it is isolated. And so when we're seeing these studies come out, we're seeing, an isolate of a psilocybin-producing mushroom instead of, you know, the full profile of all the different peptides that each one of these mushrooms produces. You know, it's similar to, you know, if you look at the clinical efficacy of just straight THC
mm-hmm.
to treat, you know, the maladies that it has been approved to treat, that kind of pales in comparison to something that you might see a clinical benefit from like a full spectrum or a broad spectrum, you know, whole plant product.
Yeah, absolutely. All the cannabinoids, right, that you're talking about?
Yep.
So,
same, you know, we're dealing with very similar things with you know, psilocybin-producing mushrooms. There's all of these different compounds that are in them that we, to be quite honest, we don't yet have a full understanding of the physiology, the impacts on physiology that those bring.
Okay. So as you were talking, I had this vision of some dude who says, oh man, Sam just gave me the okay to go up in the mountains because now spring is coming, the snow is melting, and starts to pick mushrooms. So why would that be a bad idea?
Well, a lot of different fungi look the same.
Mm-hmm.
To the untrained eye, you could be eating something poisonous, so don't do that. you know, it's, don't do that. you know, there are now, since Colorado opened up with Prop 122, there are safe ways to source these kinds of things. And, you know, one of the companies that we're about to launch is providing a way for individuals to take a whole mushroom product that is made for microdosing. And there's a very clear distinction between, you know, a macro dose, a hero's dose, if you want to call it that, that's, you know, kind of what it's called in the lore, and a micro dose of psilocybin, which is defined as a sub-perceptible dose.
Wow, it's fascinating. So, Sam, if you can hold on, I'd like to carry over through this break, and we'll talk more about microdosing as well as a little ketamine, because we have two people sitting here who started talking about ketamine before you came on. So we're going to get their take, and hopefully you can educate the listening audience, if you don't mind.
Happy to.
Great. So you're listening to Dr. Scott Faulkner, 560 KLZ, sitting in for John Rush.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Dr. Scott, sitting in for John Rush on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in sunny Denver, Colorado. And we have Sam Peterson on the line. Many of you remember that Sam's normally here in studio with me. He is my mental health expert, and I've told folks that I know what I know, and I do it very well, and mental health is not my area of expertise. And how Sam and I got together is I was looking at doing ketamine infusions in my office because we do IV therapy as well. And what I found is with ketamine, you can jack somebody up badly, quickly. And I said, I don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. There's people that do this very well. And just so happens, like that week, Sam came into my office and we started up this friendship. And then when Sam was sitting here on the radio saying, yeah, I was an EOD expert. And for those who don't know military lingo, that's an explosives expert, a guy who tinkers around with live bombs. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. But
it's fun, Scott. That's why.
Yeah, it's a barrel of monkeys until it's not. And then, Sam, you were telling me how you came back from deployment and all your buddies around you were committing suicide and taking their lives. And at one time, you had your 45 in your mouth and you almost took your life. Right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. It was a very dark time. And, you know, luckily I was able to, you know, engage in some of these, for lack of a better term, alternative therapies. I hate calling them that.
Right.
I was able to engage with more effective mental health treatments.
Yeah.
That saved my life, and it really spurned a deep yearning to help other people who were suffering from the same issues. Because, you know, right after that run-in, you know, I had a mentor of mine. I was the last guy to talk to him at the unit, and you know, it was about 5 months later that I had, you know, first started this journey towards healing, and he, with no warning, walked out in his backyard and shot himself in the head with his 3-year-old kid in the house. And,
oh my gosh.
And it just, yeah. And, you know, if a clinic like Mind Spa was around back then and he had access to it, mm-hmm. like, I know that Neil would be alive today.
Yeah. So this is a journey not only for yourself for healing, but for guys like Neil, who have served our country. You know, I was in Tampa, Florida, so I wasn't in a rough duty station. I wasn't deployed over in Afghanistan. I didn't see people blowing up. But this has become a lifelong journey for you to help others. And I salute you. I appreciate what you're doing. So we were talking about microdosing magic mushrooms, quote unquote, air quotes. What conditions do you see this treating?
Yeah, well, you know, we were just talking about that Nature article that came out in 2021, and what the individuals who were microdosing reported was improved mental health symptoms. So they had reduced anxiety and stress. They had largely alleviated depression symptoms. They reported enhanced mood and well-being. Mm-hmm. And they also reported improved brain function. So enhanced, and that, you know, is wrapped into enhanced cognitive abilities and better focus and concentration. Another really cool thing that is definitely worth mentioning is they reported that it was easier for them to change their habits and set aside habits that were not good for them. So they reported reduced alcohol and cigarette consumption, as well as a decreased reliance on stimulants like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those of us who have suffered through depression and anxiety, like, you know, that's a godsend.
Absolutely.
To have something that comes from nature that is readily available to us, like, you know, like with our company, in the mail, that can help relieve these sorts of things.
Wow.
Sam, what is the difference between, like, a microdosing with the mushrooms versus ketamine?
Well, it's very, very different. You're dealing with two very different compounds. So psilocybin, and when it is processed by your body, psilocin, that's the active ingredient, the active compound, rather, it mimics serotonin. So it interacts with the serotonergic system. It interacts with the serotonin receptors. Serotonin has a lot to do with our sense of well-being. It's got a variety of functions in the body and the brain versus ketamine. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic. It has psychedelic properties, but the primary method by which ketamine works in the body is by, it's called an NMDA receptor antagonist. It goes up to the receptor for glutamate, which is the primary excitatory neurotransmitter in your brain. It is the chief molecules that's responsible for all your organelles doing things. So it goes up to the receptor site and it tricks that receptor into thinking that there is no glutamate outside of the cell. So the cell goes, whoa, hey, everybody stop. Stop what you're doing. All the glutamate, or at least a good amount of it, out of the cell. So it dumps this excitatory neurotransmitter into the cerebral spinal fluid, so it takes it out of the cell. And that's why patients report, you know, a retraction in consciousness. That's why it's able to be used as an anesthetic, because it's halting those cellular processes. And the cool thing is that, you know, that glutamate comes out of the cell as the onset of the drug happens. As the drug starts to wear off, you know, as the ketamine starts to wear off, it comes back into the cell and it's reallocated, so that, you know, a single molecule of glutamate does not go back into, you know, the same process that it was performing prior to the drug administration. So basically what you get is the biological equivalent of a Control-Alt-Delete, of resetting the body bioelectrically.
So, Sam, how would you decide whether someone should use the mushroom or the ketamine?
Well, you know, to be full disclosure, I am not a physician, so that is not my decision to make. You know, that is something that that a trained psychiatrist, you know, should be making the recommendation on. You know, it's really up to them. Ketamine is very well known to be a drug that can intervene with severe cases. So if we've got someone who's acutely suicidal, even the veterans, you know, even the VA recognizes that ketamine can be used to intervene in an acute suicidal crisis. Psilocybin, you know, I haven't seen anything to indicate that it would be useful in that situation. If someone's that acute, I think it has a propensity to make things worse, just because it is a very altered state of consciousness that lasts a long time. So, you know, I would say just the acuity of the case. There's also, with psilocybin, because it interacts with the serotonin receptor, if someone is on antidepressant medications like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, psilocybin's effects are pretty much, it's not effective. So if someone's on, like, say, an SSRI like Lexapro, for instance, or Zoloft, microdosing psilocybin would be a waste of time for that person. Whereas ketamine could still be effective.
Wow, great information. So, Sam, we have Wayne from Castle Rock. He had a comment, so if you don't mind taking this call, that'd be great.
Well, thank you, guys. I want to take the opportunity to talk about the psilocybin. My wife she struggled with depression over the years, and she has tried all of the pharmaceutical options.
Mm-hmm.
None of them work, and they all have side effects. But when she tried the psilocybin in the injection form, it was life-changing for her. And she became healthy, whole, and happy. Now, she did try, to save a little bit of money, to try the psilocybin that was in pill form,
uh-huh.
And it was nowhere near as effective. But the injections were very effective. So that's another testimonial to the effect of this stuff. It works great.
Sam, do you have any experience with the injectable? I know I do not.
I have never heard of injectable psilocybin being used outside of a clinical trial.
Right.
And I certainly don't know of any commercially available products on the market for it. So that's news to me.
There's a handful of clinics that do it in Denver. There's one in the Denver Metro on the south end, and then there's one that does it in Colorado Springs.
Wayne, are you sure you're talking psilocybin or ketamine?
No, this is ketamine.
Oh, okay. Big difference.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay,
all right,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, big difference, yeah. Ketamine.
Forgive me, I'm sorry.
Ketamine is highly effective for treating depression, and depending on which study you read, ketamine is between 70 to 80%. Has a 70 to 80% efficacy rate at treating major depressive disorder. And also, you know, kind of a side note, and honestly, it's a main note for ketamine, is that it also downregulates inflammatory cytokine production in the body. So, you know, we use it in our programs for the treatment of traumatic brain injuries. So if someone's coming in, they're having a crazy high level of inflammatory markers, they're dealing with the inflammatory cascade from a traumatic brain injury, ketamine can take the edge off of that very, very rapidly.
Wow, that's great information. Wayne, go ahead, one more time.
Forgive me, guys, I got off track. Now, I have a very dear friend of mine that's a Marine with PTSD. And he's been out of the Marines for about 4 years, 5 years now.
Right.
And he has a significant problem with PTSD. He lost his supplier for microdosing mushrooms. Can you give me the name of your organization so I can hook you up?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, thanks for that segue. That's so the name of our organization is Cognimed, so it's spelled Cognimed, and it's CognimedCO.com, so just like you would Cognimed Colorado, it's CognimedCO.com. He's welcome to join the wait list. We're looking to launch our telehealth platform alongside a microdosing service for any individuals here in the lovely state of Colorado.
Okay. Well, there you go, Wayne.
I will send it over to him, and thank you very much.
Yes, and thank your friend for his service. We really appreciate it. And so, we'll have that linked to the Rush to Reason website, the Cognimed. So if anybody's driving, they're like, oh, I wasn't able to write that down. Sam will give that information to Charlie, and he'll pass it along, and we'll post that on the website so you don't have to crash your car while you're driving trying to write this down.
Also, go ahead. Also, Scott, you know, hey, if because psilocybin is great, microdosing is awesome. There, if your friend is really suffering from this and it continues to be a pernicious issue, you know, he can absolutely come to a program like ours, Patriot Power Up, that's for vets, by vets, that specializes in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder, and we can throw, you know, we can throw the best that medicine has to offer at the root cause of his PTSD. So patriotpowerup.com for that one. So, you know, just keep that in mind if he is still struggling after he's able to get access to
Well said. Thank you, Sam.
To microdosing.
Yep. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll have one segment before the top of the hour. So you're listening to Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Cub Creek Heating AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush. Again, if you want to reach me, you can call the office at 303-663-6990. Or find us online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com. So we have about 8 minutes left. So, Sonia, you had a quick story for Sam.
Right.
And then he can respond.
So, Sam, I believe you were here last time I was here, and I was exploring different kind of options. And I ended up trying to microdose ketamine, and it's been very effective for me during my flare-ups. I just want to thank you so much for giving me the courage to try that, because it really has been quite great, and it's so much better than the crazy opioids or any of the things that the typically that I was being prescribed that I hated taking because they made me more psychotic. But I did want to mention, when I initially was affected with Liviquin, it was 13 years ago, and I hadn't slept for 2 weeks after a period of time, and I was really in a bad place, near suicidal. And my sister came to pick me up and took me to acupuncture. During the acupuncture treatment, that man down at Whole Health Center had me there all day, and they saved my life. They got me to sleep that night, which put me in a better place. But the whole thing is that he said, I know what's going on with you, because I was in Afghanistan and they sent me up there to treat the troops after taking Liviquin, because a lot of them were having these psychotic episodes. And he said they were thinking it was PTSD, but it was in combination also with this antibiotic that was used for, unfortunately, for our soldiers up there. So, you know, probably dire needed, right? They had to take it to prevent severe infections. Yeah. So I'm not saying that that was anything bad, but they, you know, some of that population may have been affected in the same way that I am.
Have you treated any of those patients, Sam?
I do remember, your story, and I'm really happy to hear that. I'm really interested in, like, how are you taking those microdoses, if you don't mind
Okay, so my doctor, with me, my system is very, very sensitive, so less was more. So she prescribed me sublingual ketamine lozenges, okay. And each square has 15 milligrams. I think I've had it a month, and I think I've gone through two squares. So, when I start to have my flare-ups, I start taking a little bit, and I wait for about half an hour, and if it's still bad, I take enough until that pain is manageable for me. And I think the worst I've taken, I think it was one time that I took maybe a full half at that point. Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of like what I'm calling microdosing, because I'm just tailoring it to where it really seems to help me. But what I love about ketamine is like when I was prescribed Tramadol or some of those other pain medications, it always took me a while, like the next day or even a week after taking those medications, to get off of them because the pain would come back really bad. With ketamine, I'm not having that experience, and I can take it or leave it. I'm not having that physical need like, oh, the pain is back, I got to take it. It's just, I'm done with it. Okay, I can move on with my life until the next flare. And it's just been, it's been like my pain medicine now for choice forever. I'll tell my doctors that this is what I want. If I have to go into a hospital or have to have some pain medicine, more, you know, obviously more higher dose or something like that, I would hope that they would administer that for me.
Do you see that, Sam?
That's really awesome. So in our clinic, we don't really treat pain. Mm-hmm. And typically, when we're talking about using ketamine for chronic pain, it is typically done with an IV infusion over longer periods. This is actually the first time I've heard of like a proper microdose helping with pain. But it makes sense. Like you're still getting, you know, part like a stated earlier when we were talking about ketamine, you know, you're still getting that, you know, anti-inflammatory effect. You're down-regulating inflammatory cytokine production in the body. And I think it's really awesome. It's amazing that you're able to get a strong enough clinical effect with such a small amount. That's amazing.
It's likely due to my condition. The fluoroquinolones as floxies, like I could take a quarter of a Tylenol and probably have the same effect as if you guys took three, you know. It's just the way our systems now are. It's just like we're on hyperdrive. So
Sam, we have about 2.5 minutes left. How does somebody not pull a Matthew Perry, though, with ketamine?
I mean, with ketamine, I mean, it really comes down to, you know, doing it in a responsible manner, especially at higher doses. You know, if you're getting into that dissociative state, it needs to be done. It, the safest way for it to be done, period, is under medical supervision.
Right.
So, you know, like in our clinic, you are in with a registered nurse who has trauma experience. You've got a crash cart in case there's, God forbid, there's some sort of, you know, cardiac issue that arises from it or respiratory issue that arises from it. But, you know, the Matthew Perry case was a classic case of, you know, took a dissociative anesthetic and got in a pool, got in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Like you are divorced from your reality. You're divorced from your body. And although that has a significant place in the treatment of mental health disorders and in the scope of pain management, like doing this on your own is a bad idea.
That's right.
You don't have control over the environment. Even if you have control over the environment, there are people, you know, just like you, Scott, there are people who went to medical school for a reason.
It is not a recreational drug.
No.
At all. I mean, even when I take my microdosing, I'm not driving and got to be careful.
Good. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in. This 3 hours has flown by. Again, this will be posted on John Rush's website tonight, 560KLZ. If you want to reach me at my office, it's 303-663-6990. And Sam, how do they reach you?
Yeah, so easiest way to reach me is through our website. If you're a veteran, patriotpowerup.com. If you're interested in psilocybin microdosing, cognomedco.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
This has been Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush.